Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rob, former general manager in the NFL, Arizona Cardinals, Steve Keim, will join us. So he'll be on our draft show here on Fox Sports Radio on Thursday. So it'll be good to have him on to preview the draft and get ready for that. But obviously, Rob, the big news of the day, everyone knows it. Aaron Rodgers has finally been traded from the Green Bay Packers to the New York Jets. They what they did was they switched. We knew the Jets didn't want to give up this year's first-round pick, which was the 13th pick. So what they did was swap picks with the Packers. So the Jets gave up the 13th pick to the Packers, and the Jets will select 15th. So they still should be able to get the offensive lineman that they're looking for at that spot. I'm sure that's what they believe. They're also giving up a second-round pick this year, and next year a second-round pick that – hopefully for the Jets, right, becomes a first-round pick if Aaron Rodgers plays 65% of the snaps. And if he doesn't, then you got a lot more to worry about than just losing that first-round pick. So, Rob, first, I mean, you had come around to understanding this was going to happen, or were you still believing that you wouldn't believe it until you saw it?
Yeah, I was still of that belief. That I believe it when I see it. And then they made the trade, and so I have to believe it now. But I always thought there was, I don't know. I guess could I've seen this movie before, and I just felt like, God, to do the same exact thing, the Packers and the Jets, you know, with both of the quarterbacks that left their franchise after a long time. You know, it didn't work out with Brett Favre. Right. Exactly.
Who looked good until he got injured with the Jets. I mean, they weren't likely to win the Super Bowl, but they were playing well. I think they started out 9-3. And then
they didn't make the playoffs that year.
Finished like 9-7, yeah.
It was weird. I thought it was 8-3, but you were right. Somewhere right around there. So,
right.
Yeah, you know, I mean, now comes the futures for both teams. And I'm with you. I don't know how they don't give up a first-round pick. The conditional, 65% is not a lot. Like, if he doesn't have 65% of plays, that means he didn't play. He's hurt.
That means he got hurt. Yeah,
right. I mean, so, that's what I'm saying, yeah. Right. So your season went down the drains. if you're hoping that you don't have to give up that pick. So I, you know what I'm saying?
Conceded. They conceded that pick.
That pick, a first round pick, because that's what it is. I mean, unless he gets hurt on the first play of the season or something like that.
Well, let me ask you this, Rob, because Aaron Rodgers will be 40 in December. So maybe the answer is pretty obvious, but is this a Super Bowl or bust? And I don't even mean just this season, because presumably, right, he'll play next season as well. He does have 2 years left on his deal. So let's even give him a little leeway. In these next 2 years, is it Super Bowl or bust for Aaron Rodgers and the Jets?
I mean, that's always the thing for all teams. I just don't see, like, the Jets – really believing that they're going to the Super Bowl. That's just me. I'm not saying this deal then? Because they were so desperate because of the quarterbacks that they had. They've done this before. I think I gave you a list of quarterbacks that have come to the Jets at the end of their careers. And all quarterbacks, we talked about this before. Joe Montana went somewhere else. Peyton Manning went somewhere else. Tom Brady went somewhere else. Right. This is more norm in the NFL than anywhere. So this is not that unusual, because we've seen it with Bart Starr and Joe Namath, Chris. And we could go on and on and on of quarterbacks who finished their career elsewhere. But the Jets just haven't had good luck. And as good as they played a year ago, Chris, and at least the start of the season, I just think the AFC, when I look in that division, am I convinced that they're the best team or the third best team? I'm not even convinced.
No, look.
I'm just being honest. I
think you're right on the money. Unless Buffalo takes a major step back.
Yep, and the Dolphins go south.
And they're young. Buffalo's still young for the most part. So the only reason for them, I mean, if they take a step back, Rob, it is a massive failure. It's not like their superstar quarterback is old, right? It's not like their star receiver is old. I get it, Von Miller's up there, but that defense was solid without Von.
You expect the Buffalo Bills to win the division unless something terribly happens. Would you say that?
Right.
I mean, that going into the season.
I totally agree. And Miami, when Tua's there, they win. Now, that may be a big if. We'll give you that. But when Tua's there, they win. Their skill positions are magnificent. Mike McDaniel did a good job last year as a rookie coach. So I agree with you. The only certainty in my view, at least right now, is that New England's the worst team in the division. But outside of that, I feel you on the Jets. And again, when you look through the whole AFC, let me put it this way, Rob. I've said it before. I don't think the MVP level Aaron Rodgers is coming back. Now, if I'm wrong, then the Jets have to be a Super Bowl contender, not just a playoff team. If he's the MVP Aaron Rodgers of 3 and 2 years ago, then there's no reason to think the Jets shouldn't be right there with Kansas City and Buffalo and all those teams and Cincinnati in the AFC. But if he's closer to the Aaron Rodgers we saw last year, Rob, I do think he'll be better because his weapons are better. You know, Garrett Wilson, Mecole Hardman, Alan Lazard, they got a nice skill package with him with the Jets. They obviously have to improve the offensive line, which I'm sure is their goal in the draft. But he'll improve it himself just by being a smart quarterback who can get rid of the ball fast and things like that. But for me, knowing he's about to turn 40, if he gets them to the playoffs and they're relevant and maybe you get a few postseason thrillers, not that they win the AFC because I don't see that happening, but I think if he did that, maybe second round, maybe conference championship would be great, then I think this is a win for the Jets. That's me. But I hear a lot of people already, Rob, comparing it to Tom Brady going to the Buccaneers and to Matthew Stafford even going to the Rams. And so by that standard, they're saying they won Super Bowls. Why can't Rodgers? Why shouldn't Rodgers?
Well, I'll give you two reasons. One, when you talk about the Rams, they had already gone to the Super Bowl,
right,
Chris, before Stafford got there. So they had a Super Bowl roster before. And let's just be honest. Tampa Bay had a special defense, Chris, in place. And they had a quarterback who threw 30 interceptions and they finished like 500. Or what was their record? Like 7-9 with a quarterback that threw 30 interceptions. So you know how much harm that did to their team as far as winning, giving the ball away, putting the defense in bad spots, right? If you turn the ball over, things like that. So they weren't that far away despite their record if you get a quarterback who could eliminate. And obviously Tom Brady went from 30, I don't know what he had, Chris, 12, 10, you know what I mean? Like he cut it into third.
He was great for him that first year.
That's what I'm saying.
Rob, but here's what I'd say, though. That's the Jets. The Jets were fourth in the league last year in points allowed. And the Jets had horrific quarterback play. Basically, they had the worst quarterback play in the league. And they were 7-10. So that's the same position that the Buccaneers were in. While the team was bad, you knew they had a good defense. And you knew if they had adequate quarterback play. And they had great skill positions, you know, with Evans and Godwin. And obviously, they added Antonio Brown and Gronk later. So that even makes it even better. But the Jets is good. Wilson looks like a star in the making. Was terrific as a rookie. And then Lazard, he's comfortable with Lazard, who's a good, you know, second, third receiver. And Mecole Hardman. So I just don't think.
Who was the competition for Tampa Bay in that division? Just the Saints. Just the Saints. I'm just saying, just the Saints. Compared to the Jets have to basically leapfrog over two.
I think the AFC is just tougher.
That's all I'm saying.
I don't think Rodgers is as good, especially now, like as Brady was. I mean, we just know about his career, but even when he went there, you know, he was spectacular. He didn't have weapons at all. Now, people want to say, well, Rodgers didn't have weapons. We talked about it. That's why you and I thought they could still have a great season without Devontae Adams, because he had been 7-0 without Adams during his MVP seasons. But last year we saw he could no longer do it without a superb receiver like that. But, Rob, it was on him the last game, the rally that they made at the end of the season. It wasn't in spite of him. But he certainly wasn't like the driving force statistically. I just don't know that he's going to have it. Rob, I'll say this. I think we'll learn a lot about what Aaron Rodgers we're going to get if he shows up or doesn't show up for offseason workouts. If he's there for offseason workouts and he is engaged with these young new receivers that he's got to get used to, then if I'm a Jets fan, I'm thinking, okay, maybe he will, even if he's not MVP level, he'll be much better than he was last year. If he doesn't show up for offseason workouts, I don't know. It just leaves a sour taste in my mouth if I'm a Jets fan.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Our next guest, our colleague here, Fox Sports, he's the NBA analyst. You can check him out on Speak weekdays on Fox Sports 1. Rick Bucher. Rick, what's up, man?
What up, Rick?
Gentlemen, how we doing? How
we doing? We are good. We're doing better than a lot of these NBA stars that are going down.
My goodness gracious.
Before we even get to De'Aaron, which is the news of the day, De'Aaron Fox, I mean, yeah. Do you have any feelings on these injuries? Giannis, Ja, Paul George, Kawhi. Now De'Aaron Fox, you think it's just kind of one of those freak things, or is there something bigger going on here?
Well, I think there's a combination. I would say that the injuries to Ja and Giannis are, I don't know how to put it. I mean, both of those were guys trying to dunk on guys who were in the way.
Right, taking charge, just trying.
Like, yeah. I don't know where we and people who are saying, hey, we got to get rid of the block charge or taking a charge because all these guys are getting injured. I'm like, no, don't try to dunk on dudes from 6 feet away when there's a guy already standing there. Like if you get knocked off balance or you fall awkwardly as a result of that, I don't remember guys going down in heaps in previous years. Guys still tried to dunk on guys, but if you had to go off on 2 feet or you had to, like, lay it up or reverse it rather than dunking it, then that's what you did because you knew to protect yourself physically in the air. And I just feel like we've got a couple of injuries that are a result of that, this kind of entitlement to if I want to dunk on you, I should be allowed to. And then the other part is – I think the other part is that – teams don't practice anymore, and when they do practice, they don't go 5-on-5. And so when you do get into a game, and, you know, we've all played, there's nothing like playing the game to condition you for the game. Your body moves and reacts in ways in a game that it does not in controlled drills and anything else. And so I think I get this from having talked to former players now who are executives in the league, who say that, like, teams don't practice anymore, guys aren't conditioned to play anymore, so they get into games and their bodies aren't physically conditioned to react in games the way they have to.
What about, speaking of injuries, and I mean, I don't know what else the Clippers could do. I mean, like Kawhi. I mean, they've already ruled him out for game five. I think they ruled him out for opening night next season, too.
We've wondered, Rick, I mean, is he have to be a sixth man going forward?
Like, I mean, like what can you do, Rick? Yeah. They load managed to – he still got hurt. What can you do? Yeah.
I don't know that there's anything that they can do more than what they've done. It's proving to be a bad investment. I don't think that it's going to go back in the other direction. I actually just had this conversation with somebody. You know, if you look at Kawhi's body, he's an incredibly strong player, but he's not particularly flexible or agile. And I know this about players that are built like that, is that they are iron men, and as he was at the beginning of his career. But once they get one injury to one joint, it becomes a cascade where now you're going to get an injury on the other side of the body because their bodies aren't built to have the kind of flexibility to compensate for that weak joint. So you got a weak joint that puts more stress on the other joints that don't move all that well. And now it just compounds the problem. And so, look, this is the thing. I mean, his knees are not good. They haven't been good. They haven't been good going back to the ankle issue to the knee with when Zaza undercut him in 2017. Yeah. He hasn't been right since then, right? He's had one thing or another ever since. And I think it's just part and parcel. That one ankle injury resulted in some knee issues, and then the knee issues have gone to the thigh issue was in between those. And so it's look, he's got one more year and then he's got a player option and they're going into a new building next year. So I would fully expect that they're going to, they're going to give this one more try with him and Paul, see if they can, it can turn out any different. But at this point, it's a matter of kind of just riding out this period and trying to build the rest of the roster so that you can move on once you're moving on from Kawhi.
So the news of the day, of course, De'Aaron Fox fracturing his finger, the tip of his finger on his shooting hand.
Yeah.
How big of a deal do you think this is? And is it as big enough to basically end this series?
Well, it's a monster steal if he can't play or if he can't be any semblance of De'Aaron Fox, because unlike Draymond or even Steph, the Kings don't have the system or the requisite talent to compensate for what De'Aaron does. I know a lot of people want to look at the Kings as the next Warriors, but their offense doesn't run quite the same, and De'Aaron – they don't have a Draymond to be the playmaker when Steph isn't there. And, they've got some shooters, but they don't have, they don't have a Klay Thompson in his prime type of shooter. And even when Steph was out, you had Jordan Poole who could kind of step in. I mean, their backup is Davion Mitchell and, Matthew Dellavedova wearing the lobster claw on his hand with whatever he's got going on. And they don't have, and they don't have the playmaking, they don't have a playmaking forward to the level of a Draymond Green. So if he can play, and I think there's some optimism that he's going to be able to play and still be a factor because he finished out the last game after that injury and hit the big three pointer. And I would think that if anything was going to affect you or if that index finger on your shooting hand, if it was going to affect anything, it would be your long range shooting. So whether they can shoot it up, where exactly the fracture is on his finger, I think is important. Is it just pain tolerance? Can they numb it enough in the area to allow him to function? If he can't play, the series is over. If he can play and he can be some semblance of De'Aaron Fox, then I think that they're still capable. Because we've seen a lot of guys who've been compromised and they go out and play and they actually play better.
Right.
Don't you remember Giannis? That everybody told us the Suns were 2-0. He came back. Oh, it's over.
Yep. Some guys, their focus. I was talking to Eddie Johnson about this, the Suns broadcaster and former player, and he was saying, you know, when I was hurt, I had some of my better games because you focus and you focus on what you're able to do rather than trying to do maybe more than you can. And so I think there's still room for De'Aaron to play and to be effective and for this series to still be in the balance.
What'd you make of Steph Curry pulling a Chris Webber and almost gave that game away?
Harrison Barnes, Chris Webber. Chris Webber lost.
Well, you know what? I mean, let's think about it, though. Like, how many things has Steph done where you go, that was a crazy decision? Like, I don't think he's like a by the book player. So the fact that he might have had a brain cramp in this instance really is not that far out of character. What I do find interesting is that the Warriors' issues to this point have all been self-inflicted. Draymond getting ejected and then suspended. The turnovers, I mean, unforced turnovers left and right, and now add Steph's brain cramp to the equation.
Right.
And if they can just get out of their own way, I mean, I have all the respect in the world for the Kings, but I feel like the adversity that the Warriors have faced so far has been largely of their own making. And if they just tighten that up, I think there's room for them to win this series in spite of how good the Kings have really looked.
And the only thing I was going to say, the road woes, I mean, that's the thing that, you know, can they win a road game? You know, like, that's really been, like, they've been bad all year. I know at the end of the year they put together two or three wins, but
this is
something that's happened. Can you put your finger on why a team that good at home could be that poor, play that poorly on the road?
Well, I do think that since they've tightened up the rotation and they've gone to more of their veterans, they have been better. I mean, the two games were eminently winnable up in Sacramento at the beginning of the series. And as you pointed out, they won four of their last five on the road. So I think they're better than they've been for the better part of this season. But yes, I can give you an easy explanation. It's the effect that the Chase Center has. The Chase Center and Steph hitting threes in the Chase Center, the effect that that has on the role players is like nothing else I've ever seen. Even when Steph's not on the floor, Ty Jerome and Anthony Lamb, guys who are on two-way contracts, are out there thinking, oh, the crowd loves me. I must be a star. Listen to them roar. And they play like it. Well, they go on the road, and they've got none of that.
Rick, quickly, and I mean, we got to go in a few moments, but I haven't been to the Chase Center yet. I was at the old, you know, Oracle a lot.
The
talk was that the Chase Center wouldn't be nearly as good as the Oracle, you know, with that crowd. Is it as good?
Well, I wouldn't compare anything to Oracle, but what has really helped them is the 2 years of misery, or the absolute 1 year of misery, and then the, you know, getting knocked out in the play-in. It whetted everybody's appetite and hunger, and the fans that, like, they stopped taking it for granted. And when they won it last year, and they won it in an unlikely fashion, I think what they realize is this is the last of what we're seeing with Steph and Clay and Dre. So let's get as much out of it as we can, because that's what they're trying to do.
Cool. All right, that's our man Rick Bucher. Check him out on Speak. Weeknights, 4:30 to 6?
4:30 to 6 Eastern.
Eastern, there you go.
Yeah, 1:30 to 3 Pacific.
Yes. All right, Rick, great stuff, man.
You got it, fellas.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini-games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Dylan Brooks, Dylan the villain, he's shocked that he's considered a villain. He blames the media. Oh, the media put this tag on me. I'm such a nice guy. What did I do? Here he is.
What is this? What do you mean by that?
The media making me a villain. The fans making me a villain. And then that just creates a whole different persona on me. So now you think I intended to hit LeBron James in the I'm playing basketball, a basketball player. So if I intended, and that's whatever is in the flagrant two category of having a flagrant two, and you think I did that, that means you think I'm that type of person.
Rob, let me do. And I kind of sort of like Dylan Brooks. I mean, kind of sort of, not fully, but Rob, don't blame the media, Dylan. First of all, we showed on First Things First today a promo, I believe it was for the Grizzlies, where Dylan called himself Dylan the Villain, smiling like he took pride in it. I'm fine with you taking pride in that.
Right.
That's the
persona. It was good there. It worked for him, Chris. You
right.
know, like that. Now all of a sudden you're trying to act like we did this, we put this out on you. No, this is the persona you wanted.
And it's when it didn't work out for you. The way he plays. Rob, was it the media that made up the story of Dylan Brooks earlier this season playing against the Miami Heat, shoving a cameraman? That wasn't immediate. We reported on it. You did it. You were fined $35,000 by Joe Dumars in the NBA for shoving a cameraman. Rob, was it the media? Talked about hitting LeBron in his private parts. You did that earlier in the year against Cleveland when you hit Donovan Mitchell right in that area.
Exactly.
Falling back. Right. Didn't it was an unnatural motion, and he hit Mitchell, and it became a brouhaha. Mitchell went after him and then said after the game he does dirty stuff.
This ain't baseball where people got cups on, Chris.
Right, right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And so, Rob, he was fined almost $350,000 this year for unsportsmanlike conduct.
Right. This is the persona that he's taken on, and now he's trying to step away from it. And again, yep. It's always about, oh, the media's painted me here, and the media's done this, and the media's done that. No, you use the media, Chris, to further your narrative, to put out your persona and your story to let people know. Don't mess with me. I'm a tough guy in this league. And that's why people won't give you the benefit of the doubt on the LeBron, low blow shot, Chris. That's why. That's happened to people before. And if you had a different persona, people would be like, man, that's unfortunate. He didn't mean to do that. You know what I mean? Like, he was
totally.
Right?
Totally.
That's where.
It's life, people. And you, those of you listening to us, particularly if you're younger, your track record, whatever it might be, goes with you.
Yes.
It doesn't mean you can't be forgiven. It doesn't mean you can't have redemption. But in a lot of these cases, Rob, when we're talking about the NBA, dudes ain't even asking for redemption. Like you said, Dylan Brooks does these things, and then, like Draymond, right? Last week, he didn't show any remorse.
Right.
He didn't say, yeah, look, I was wrong. He grabbed my leg. I was upset, and I stomped on him. I'm sorry. It was the wrong thing to do. He didn't do that. You want forgiveness without admitting your wrongdoing.
Right. In order to get forgiveness, you got to acknowledge that you made a mistake.
Yeah. And so I'm with you. I mean, Rob, there's no doubt. I mean, when you've done that to somebody, when you have a history of dirty or questionable play, when you make a dirty or questionable play, people are going to be like, yeah, that's him. That's what he does. Whereas if a guy who's got a squeaky clean record, or just even, just doesn't have a long history of that stuff, you'll tend to give them the benefit of the doubt. Rob, if I don't show up for work several times and it becomes known that I just didn't, I went out and played open gym basketball because I just wanted to play basketball and didn't feel like doing the show. And then that happens 4 or 5 times. And then the next time I miss a show, can I get mad that people assume I really ain't sick or I really,
right.
You know what I mean? That I'm just not, doing something else? No, your track record goes with you.
Right. They'll be like, no, we know. This is who he is.
Yep. Yep.
So your track record is why people will or won't, Chris, look at you differently, give you another opportunity. You dictate that, not people. Because people know if somebody's a good person and has been good their whole life,
yep,
and have done all these good things, and something bad happens, things happen, and he apologizes and take responsibility, you're like, okay, this isn't who, yep, this guy is, but it, yep, happened.
It's like if Anthony Davis came out and was like, yeah, the media, they paint this perception that I get hurt a lot, that I'm never healthy. That's us. We're just reporting. It's like Dennis Rodman saying, the media created the perception I was a loose cannon.
Right.
That I was a rebel.
No, and that dress, what? And that dress was just a pair of oversized jeans,
Right, that right. That I like dressing like a woman. That's right. The media. You did it. And Rob, I think we talked about this last week. Dylan Brooks on one level, this is smart. Like, I don't know what his aspirations are outside of basketball rap, but if Dylan Brooks wasn't this type of guy, we wouldn't. Who'd be talking about Dylan Brooks?
Zero.
Will we even be mentioning his name? Nope. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's one of those things, though. You got to be careful, too, because Dylan Brooks, I don't know what the future holds for him, too, Chris. And if you take it too far, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a line.
Play,
right.
You're persona non grata. Nobody.
Well, look,
nobody
he's
going to
be a free. I believe he's a free agent this summer, Rob. And so that'll show. You know, you talking about you poke bears. Well, you better be able to play basketball too. And I think he's a good defender. He used to score. You know, he's averaged about 16 points a game over the last 4 years. He's been way off in this series. I think there's a place for him, obviously, in the league. But, you talk like that. You know, Rob, I think he's a new version of a Matt Barnes. You know, Matt didn't go this far. But Matt was a tough guy. You know what I mean? Like, he was viewed as an enforcer type on the wing, good defender and all that, tough. You know, so there are guys like that, and that's fine. Patrick Beverley. That's, you know, his claim to fame is this type of stuff. But you got to be able to play. And he went after the big dog. And so, that may not have been the smartest move. All right.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.